You're listening to Morning Edition on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Town meeting day is coming on Tuesday, so town moderators are gearing up to facilitate local meetings around the state, and one longtime moderator is preparing to do it for the last time. In Middlebury, town moderator and former Vermont governor Jim Douglas has decided not to run for the position again after more than 30 years leading Middlebury's town meeting. He even did it each year during his three terms as governor, which started in 2003. For more, Governor Jim Douglas joins me now. Thanks for being here.
Well, great to be with you.
So you've been town moderator for three decades. Why stop now?
Well, I really think someone else should have a chance. I don't believe in hogging a position forever, and I think I need to practice what I preach.
Well, how has town meeting changed in the years that you've been moderating it in Middlebury?
Well, one thing that's very different is it's carried live on our local community access television station, which is great in many respects. It offers a convenient way to watch the proceedings, but it serves as a disincentive to actually come to the meeting and participate. So I've often been concerned about the double-edged sword there. But in Middlebury, other than a change of venues from time to time, it hasn't changed a whole lot.
Well, as you mentioned, town meetings can be streamed online or on cable channels. They often use ballots. Given those things, why still have a town meeting in 2019? What's the purpose of it?
I think we should maintain the tradition of direct democracy, especially in a state like Vermont, where most of our communities are small. It's practical for a large percentage of the voters to come together to a single place and make these decisions, as voters have for literally centuries. It will continue to evolve. There'll be different approaches, but the town was the initial unit of government in New England, unlike it is or was in other parts of the country. So it's worth preserving.
Is there one town meeting that stands out in your memory that you've moderated over the years that was particularly interesting?
Well, perhaps 2003, during my tenure as governor, a number of television cameras showed up at town meeting to bear witness to this unusual episode where the state's chief executive was presiding at a local meeting. And to be honest, I was disappointed by that in that it seemed to be quite a distraction from the deliberations. And so I thought to myself and I said to our local officials, you know, if this is going to be the norm, then I really ought to step down now. But in fact, it was just a first-year thing. After that, we got back to normal.
So no big fuss after the first time having a governor moderate a town meeting.
The other seven were pretty normal.
I want to take a moment to look at politics at a higher level. Governor Phil Scott is the first Republican governor to hold the role since you were in office. How do you feel he's doing at his job?
I think he's doing a great job. He's had two election victories. His favorability is quite strong. So I think Vermonters have affirmed the job that he's doing and want him to continue to succeed.
And finally, you raised concerns about now President Donald Trump back during the 2016 Republican primary. Would you support a Republican primary challenge to President Trump's bid for re-election in 2020?
Well, you know, the last president to be denied the nomination of his party was Chester Arthur in 1884. I don't think that's likely, and I wouldn't be want to be part of some quixotic effort. But my concerns continue. I don't think the president is a role model for folks who aspire to be involved in the political process. Of course, there have been some positive outcomes of his tenure. The economy is very strong. Unemployment is at record lows, especially among women and minorities. We've seen a lot of deregulation that, frankly, got out of control in previous decades. You know, I'm certainly open to alternatives, but I don't want to assume too much given the nature of our nominating process.
And so just to be clear, you would be open to a primary challenge to President Trump?
Well, I'm open to credible alternatives, but I think it's a tough road to hoe.
Former Governor Jim Douglas has been town moderator in Middlebury for over 30 years. He'll moderate his last town meeting day there on Tuesday. Governor Douglas, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
My pleasure.